Title, Resample a Warehouse Intro Using Macro Controls Creatively in Ableton Live 12. Welcome. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to turn a raw field recording or a simple pad into a dynamic, evolving warehouse-style intro for a drum and bass track. You'll build an audio effect rack with expressive macro controls, perform or automate gestures, and then resample the result into a single audio take you can warp, slice, and reuse. Think of this as performance printing. Your rack is the instrument, the resample is the take. What you'll build a 16 to 32 bar warehouse intro texture made from a field recording or layered pads. An effect rack with 3 parallel chains and 4 mapped macros, space, tone, motion, and grit. A resampled audio take captured via Live's resampling input. A short workflow for warping, chopping, and reusing that resample as transitions or layered atmospheres. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prep your source material. Start a new live set. Import a field recording like warehouseambience.wav or create a layered pad on a MIDI track using Simpler or Sampler. Put your sample on an audio track or route your pad to a group audio track. Set the clip length to the intro length you want, 16 to 32 bars. If you're layering, duplicate elements for low-end rumble and metallic hits so the rack has interesting material to process. B. Build a processing rack with macro controls on the source track. Add an audio effect rack. Create up to 3 chains inside the rack. Chain A, clean slash ambience, minimal processing. Chain B, granular slash motion, grain delay into echo, then in EQ. Chain C, space slash long tails, long reverb, saturator, then EQ. Add devices per chain. Chain A, EQ 8 with a high pass around 30 Hz and utility for gain and width. Chain B, grain delay with small feedback and adjusted spray slash shift, then echo set short to medium 2100ms and EQ 8 to tame highs. Chain C, reverb with long decay and large size, saturator for soft drive and EQ 8 to clean lows. Open macro map mode and map these parameters to 4 macros, renaming them. Macro 1, space, map reverb dry slash wet chain C and echo dry slash wet chain B, range 0-100%. Macro 2, tone, map an EQ frequency on chain C for a low pass like sweep and a high shelf on chain B. Calibrate so turning right darkens, left brightens. Macro 3, motion, map grain delay pitch slash shift and spray, and optional sampler transpose. Key pitch ranges conservative, small plus slash semitone ranges for texture. Macro 4, grit slash level, map saturator drive and utility gain on chosen chains to push into saturation and presence. If you want, map chain volumes too so one knob can crossfade entire chains. Test each macro and set sensible min and max values to avoid extreme jumps. C. Automate or perform macros for evolving gestures. Decide if you'll perform live or draw automation in arrangement. For live performance, use session view clips. Map a MIDI controller or keyboard to the macros and perform while recording the resample. For arrangement, show the macro knobs in device view and draw automation lanes over the intro. Practical tips. Invert mappings when useful. Use slow LFOs map to a macro for subtle motion and record multiple passes, subtle, full, and experimental. D. Resample the performance to a new audio track. Create a new audio track and set audio from to resampling. Solo or mute track so you capture only what you want, or capture the whole master if that's the goal. Arm the resampling track for record. In arrangement, set locators to the intro measures, then hit record while you perform macros or play the automated arrangement. Live will record the master output into a new audio clip. Stop and listen back. You now have a single audio file that contains the evolving texture. E. Post-resample processing and creative uses. Drag the new resampled clip to its own track and warp if needed. Use Complex or Complex Pro for long textures. Stretch small sections by adding warp markers for slow motion tails. Duplicate the clip and experiment. Reverse chunks for backward swells. Slice into Simpler or Sampler for rhythmic atmospheric hits. Map slices to velocity for dynamic articulation. You can also resample again after adding new processing to capture another evolution. F. Example starting values. Use these as references. Reverb decay 6-12 seconds. Pre-delay 20-60 ms, grain delay pitch mapped from about minus 12 to plus 7 semitones, but keep amount around 40-60% for texture. EQ low cut at 30 Hz, saturator drive 2-7. Macro automation ideas, slow rises over 8 bars and quick dips at bars 12-13. Common mistakes to avoid: forgetting to set the resampling track input to resampling, you'll record nothing or the wrong source, leaving source tracks armed or on monitor in and creating feedback loops. Mapping too many parameters to a single macro without calibrating ranges leads to unusable jumps. Recording without warping first. Tempo drift can be a problem. Overcompressing before resampling. This kills dynamic nuance. Using a single chain instead of parallel chains, you lose dramatic crossfade possibilities. Pro tips: do multiple resampling passes, a wide pass and a dry pass you can layer later. Use inverted mappings for expressive interplay, for example, space up while tone darkens. Map a macro to a return track's wet/dry if you want shared reverb. Automate utility width to collapse to mono when needed for club compatibility. Watch CPU. Long reverb and grain devices can spike load. Freeze or resample intermediate results to save CPU. Name macros clearly: space, tone, motion, grit. It speeds up performance and editing. Mini practice exercise: take a 16-bar field sample or pad loop. Build an audio effect rack with three chains: clean, grainy, and reverb. Add grain delay to the grainy chain and reverb to the reverb chain. Map four macros as described. In arrangement, automate space rising slowly for the first 8 bars, motion spiking at bars 5, 9, and 13. Tone darkening from bar 9 and grit pulsing at bar 12. Create a resampling track. Record your 16-bar performance. Export the clip. Then make two variations, one reverse chunk and one stretched ambient pad from a 4-bar slice. Recap: you've learned how to resample a warehouse intro in Ableton Live 12 by preparing source material, building parallel chains inside an audio effect rack, mapping four expressive macros, performing or automating those macros, recording the result via resampling, and post-processing the take into playable, reusable atmospheres. This workflow captures motion and character in a single audio asset, perfect for atmospheric drum and bass intros. Keep the mindset of performance printing. Plan gestures, record multiple takes, and organize your resamples. Save your rack presets, label your takes, and keep experimenting. The best resamples often come from intentional accidents.